You're a big breaking.
You'll know that, you know, yourself. Sometimes you tell a pointless story, or sometimes you'll say something and go, that wasn't interesting, but I just felt like you should know this. But basically, I came across a TikTok the other day, and it was about a girl saying, here's a load of things that I think my boyfriend should know. He doesn't really need to know them, but he should know them. Examples are like these.
More things your boyfriend should know about you. What shape of glass you want when you ask for a glass of water.
Yep.
He should know whether you're more of a sandcastles kid or a dig a big hole kid.
I love that.
That's the kind of vibe. It's just like random little things that maybe when this conversation dies, you're like, just so you know, these are the kind of glasses I like when you ask me what water.
And when I was a kid, I liked building a hole and just putting my head out the top in the sand.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Exactly. I liked burying myself. Yeah. So then we decided to bring that to the show this week. So I went on Tuesday, and it was basically just a load of random things about me. I once ate a penguin bar in the middle of a tennis lesson, and the tennis instructor gave out to me. When I was a child at my babysitter, she gave me a sandwich that I didn't like, so I flushed it down the toilet. Yeah, that was a fun time. And then Emma went the next day, and she kind of told us some pointless things about her life.
I used to hide my favourite toys in play school so no one else could play with them. I like parallel parking and will always opt to reverse in, even if it's quite simple to drive straight in.
Love. I agree with that one. Mm. So we decided, why don't we be really charitable and let our wonderful producer over there in the cobwebbed corner to open up and tell us about his childhood, or just tell us about his things that he makes him him.
You'd like to know some fun facts about me?
Please.
Fun fact number one, I'm from England.
Yeah.
Come on, are you ready to go, Callum?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay.
I've never been stung by a bee.
Great start.
But I have been stung by a jellyfish.
Very good.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. As much as I know that we need contactless payments on the bus, I will really miss the leap card and the confused tourists when they find they can't just tap on the bus.
I do enjoy the confused tourists, yeah. But why are you going to miss it? Just for that reason?
Yeah, I like the little frog.
You like the little, I'm on top going, I know what to do.
There's no finer thing in life than getting the O'Brien Sandwich Cafe soup and a sandwich deal and just sitting there watching the world go by.
I agree.
Yeah, very. I'd like to raise you, though, an M&S toasty on Grafton Street and watching the world go by.
Oh, I've never done that.
Yeah, I would recommend.
Just sit out the window. I was so clever in primary school that when I first started, they said my reading was a level of an 8-year-old.
Wow.
And I got to skip a year.
What? How has that never come up?
I know.
I repeated a year.
Oh my God. I was just normal.
I find it hard to throw things away like boxers and carrier bags. You just never know when you'll need them again.
Especially with Vinted these days.
Yeah.
I thought you said boxers and carrier bags. I was like, what a weird pairing of things.
Oh yeah, I do have like a load of crusty boxers at home as well with holes in.
I might need them.
I really don't like going for a haircut and put it off as much as I can. And when it's done, I have to go home straight away and have a shower because I'm really itchy.
Yeah.
I can't wear the same clothes. And then I know what clothes that I've worn for the haircut. And then I get in my head that there's the hair still in the clothes, even though I've washed
them. I'm loving
this.
It's
like when someone talks about spiders and you think there's one on you.
Yeah. This is just confirming everything I've always thought about you as a person. And I'm so happy with myself.
Before moving here in 2017, I'd only ever flown on a plane once before, and that was to a school trip in New York.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
This is the best thing we've ever done.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I went to New York in 2011 with school, and then I didn't fly again until...
I can't believe your first ever flight was to New York. That's
yeah.
It's like
your first ever swim going the channel.
Yeah.
It was only my second time abroad. I'd only been abroad once before that, and that was to France with school, but that was on the bus.
On the bus, yeah. That's unreal, Callum. That's really interesting.
No matter how old I am, I'll always enjoy a pint of blackcurrant my waddy.
Oh, yeah. The best.
Yeah. Very nice.
I'm a man of routine. You probably know this one. My alarm goes off at 5:12 a.m. and I'm out the shower at 5:19 every morning. The first time I ever filled up a car with petrol was 2 years ago.
I remember this.
I was 31 years old.
That was such a good day for you.
Yeah. I was a child actor and starred in numerous stage and TV shows in the UK.
What?
I even have an IMDb page of one of my roles.
Oh my God, what was it?
I was in an ITV drama called Wire in the Blood. I was a kid who got murdered called Daniel Raymond, and it was in 2000.
That's how I know you. I knew he was. I recognised him. I love you.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm joking. I have no idea.
I can't believe you have an IMDb, whatever it's called, page.
Yeah, I don't know who set it up. And it definitely wasn't me. Not like David Hammond did his own Wikipedia.
I swear I didn't do that.
And if I'm channel hopping on the TV and I see SpongeBob on, I will always stop and watch.
That's a good one. I do enjoy
Callum,
that one.
Guys.
Callum Farmer, actor on IMDb.com. He is best known for Wire in the Blood from 2002.
Where can we watch that?
I don't know.
It was on ITV, so if the ITV have a stream...
Acorn TV, so it did really well.
Did you have any lines?
No.
That's so cool.
I was in a load of scenes, like, as a child playing, and then there was one scene where my parents, in quotation marks, came home and I was in my bedroom and I was beaten up and dead.
Do you know what episode, what season?
It was... Oh, I can't remember. It's on YouTube somewhere. I'll find the link.
That's amazing.
How did you get into that? I have so many questions.
I just did, like, drama school
it's
from very
nuts
young.
It's that, like, this is... The only reason we were going to find out this thing is because I came across a TikTok that was stupid things we don't know about each other.
I still can't believe Dave flushed a sandwich he didn't like down the toilet.
That was the height of my childhood. Callum was Hannah Montana.
And he was skipping school because he was so smart. What the hell? On it, on it, on
it. Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.